Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dallas Hoops Fancast, a podcast for Mavs fans. I'm your host, Sydney. I'm here with my co-host, Martin.
Hey, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. It's been a while, but there's actually some pretty noteworthy stuff to talk about. The summer's been a little dead, but I think this week's episode is going to be really good. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Dallas Hoops Cast. You can also follow me on Twitter, at _ Sydney Myers. Like I said, some stuff, I mean, I want to share our opinions on this, and we'll see if you guys agree. We're going to talk about the NBA All-Decade teams. Actually, just this morning, they also released their NBA All-Decade team to watch, so we're also going to get into that. And a couple of other things. The Mavs signed Isaiah Roby, so we might have some time to share our thoughts. Again, like I said, thank you so much for listening. I know it's been a while, but thank you for your continued support. If you like the show, again, you can subscribe, follow us, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know what you think of the show or if there's anything that we can do better or different. But let's just get right into it because we have thoughts and feelings. I think I want to start with the latest, which would be the All-Decade team to watch. And this one is a little better, so I won't be as emotional about this. But so just this morning, NBA.com released their All-Decade team watch list for the 2020s. So going forward into the next decade, these are the players to keep an eye on. Here's the list: Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Jokic, Paul George, James Harden, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Damian Lillard. Whoa, having those two together, I never realized how similar they were. Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Trae Young.
Why is Jason Tatum on this list? I don't understand.
I mean, I'm going to be watching him to see if he actually lives up to fan expectations.
Chances are, there's a higher chance right now that he's just going to be an average player.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. This is
his third season, you know, and it's like, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. But everybody seems to want to continue to put him on every list possible about how he's so great because he had one good playoff series.
Well, and the thing is now that playoff series was over a year ago. And so it's like, you know, this whole past season, they were like, yeah, but last playoff, you know, that was such a good run in 2018, I guess that was.
But Kyrie was the cause. Yeah. It's like, okay, he had Kyrie the year before.
Yeah.
And this year his shots went up.
Yeah,
somebody, so his usage went up.
Yeah, someone on Twitter was telling me that too. Like, it was on YouTube. Like, of course Tatum's numbers went down. You had Kyrie coming back. You know, you can't expect him to, and Gordon Hayward too. You can't expect him to score the same amount of points when he's got other stars. But it's like you said, his shots per game actually went up this year, and his usage rate went up this year.
If you're a star, it doesn't matter who you're playing with.
True.
You're going to be a star. You're still going to put up numbers. I mean, when LeBron went to the Heat, he still put up the same numbers. Or when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, Steph and Klay and Durant all still averaged 20 points a game. He can average 20 points a game on a team with the Celtics when you just have Kyrie and Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, and so, I don't know, like, maybe their point is not that he's a LeBron James type player. Maybe they do think he's a...
The way they talk about him as if he was the next Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, maybe. So, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to really judge, like, what is the real expectation for Jason Tatum? Do they expect him to be like a Steph Curry and a LeBron James and a James Harden? I don't think he's going to be that because I think he would already be that.
Yes, but people make excuses for why he didn't do better in his second year. And that's never a good sign. Like, it's so funny, you know, it depends. The media will pick and choose who they give a pass to. You know, when LeBron was in Cleveland, he doesn't have any help. He can't win because he doesn't have any help. But Dirk, with the Mavs, could never win Dirk can't get him over the top.
Hey, they had Dirk. Jason Terry. Oh. He was a really good sixth man.
Yeah, but, you know, from like 2000.
Well, it's like when your second best player is your sixth man. Like, that's not. So,
and then even when LeBron and the Heat, when the Heat lost against the Spurs,
yeah.
You know, well, Dwayne Wade's old and Chris Bosh is old. And it's like, what? Okay, so some players they make excuses for. And then others, yeah. They don't. And
I mean, Tatum averaged last year less than 16 points a game. Like, that's not notable to me.
That's not all-decade watch. You know, but, like, there was rookies that were better this last year. You know, if 16 points a game is your all-day, then DeAndre Ayton should be on this list. Because he averaged 16 and 11.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised he's not, actually. Because,
well,
because
you got to put Jason Tatum on there.
Well, I mean, Luka is on here. Trae Young is on here. I'm surprised. I mean, I don't know. DeAndre Ayton, maybe no one really cares.
And why is LeBron James on this list?
I was surprised by LeBron and Curry because they're both sort of
older. I mean, Curry's still got a good 5 years left, maybe. Yeah. But LeBron? Like,
yeah.
He's dude's already, 35, 36 years old. Like, you know, the NBA's so scared when he leaves. It's like when Jordan left.
No,
you know, they
I
panic.
Think they'll be fine. They have Giannis, Harden, Luka, I think Kawhi is still kind of young. Jokic, he's not as popular, but I think they'll be fine. But anyways, I am happy that Luka made the All-Decade watch list.
Surprising I mean, when they got players like Jason Tatum on there. I didn't think he was going to make it.
You didn't think he would make the cut. I mean, I think it's deserved. He won Rookie of the Year last year, so I'm not entirely surprised by it. But I am happy because of the way that their other lists went with Dirk getting snubbed, which...
Yes.
We can get into
You know, there's still some people that think Jason Tatum's going to be better than Luka.
I mean, we'll. I think this year, this is Jason Tatum's third year. I think this is it. Like, he's either going to be that guy or he's not.
I think we've already seen.
Well, maybe we've already made that judgment.
Personally,
but
I. Now, even if he comes out and averages 20 points a game, you know, I don't know. It to me... I've seen enough with Jason Tatum to know he may develop into it, but personally, and it's really, I have a negative view of him. He may very well turn out to be a great player.
Well, we're a little
biased.
I'm just
sick and tired of hearing about how great Jason Tatum is, and he hasn't really done anything. The playoffs, a couple years ago, the playoffs. Yeah, I'm sorry, 18 points a game. I didn't know that was all NBA playoff performance.
For his rookie season, it's impressive.
For a rookie, it was good.
Well, and he hasn't done anything close to that since then. So
not even close, no.
But anyway, that was just released this morning. The 2020s All-Decade Team watch list. Luka is on it, and I think that makes sense. And I'm looking forward to Luka's second year. He's been posting workout photos on Instagram, and he looks like he's lost... a lot of weight. Like he looks like a normal size guy now, and he's doing a lot of weights, so building muscle. And I remember Carlisle, when they drafted Luka, they asked him, what do you think he can improve on? Like, what can he add to his game, or what can he work on? And the thing that Carlisle said was just his conditioning.
Yeah.
And it's, which I thought was like, wow. I mean, you know, something to work on, you would think would be like his shot or his 3-point shooting or ball handling, but it was just his conditioning. And so I think that says a lot about how good Luka is and can be.
I mean, you saw also, like, if he's going to be the workhorse, he's got to be able to carry the team
physically.
For an entire season and on into the playoffs. So yeah, his conditioning, you know, has got to get better. And you look at his, you know, 3-point shooting percentage at the, you know, the last 20 games of the season. We don't really know what it was, but a lot of people think it was just his, you know, he was exhausted. He didn't have the same legs when he was shooting his threes. So yeah, I mean, it's good to see that he actually went to work this offseason and didn't go and just eat a bunch of cheeseburgers or whatever they do.
Yeah.
You know, some players do that. They don't work on their game at all.
He was on vacation for a while. And so I was starting to kind of get worried. I was like, dude, I want you to also work on your game. But he's working on it now. And I think, I mean, it makes sense. This summer, you got to take a couple weeks off.
Well, and they said, well, he was still on a diet, I think, when he was on his vacation.
Well, he had already lost weight. Yeah. I think by the NBA awards, you could already tell.
Yeah.
And that was before, you know, he kind of got to work with weights. And so I'm excited to see what he looks like and how it makes a difference with his game.
I want to get into this all-decade.
Okay, so let's talk about the all-decade team because this is really, yeah. So the NBA released their all-decade teams. Now, you were asking why did they release that now since 2010?
It's not over.
Is it over yet? But they explained
2019-20 is next season.
Yeah, next season will technically be the 2020 season. Yeah, so 15 players were chosen by a panel of NBA.com and NBA TV producers and analysts, and the players were then split into three teams consisting of two backcourt players and three frontcourt players. So just like FYI, we keep saying NBA All-Decade Team. This was actually like NBA.com and NBA TV. So it's not an official award, but it's still noteworthy. So the first team is Steph Curry, James Harden, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard. Second team, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Carmelo Anthony, which we'll get into thoughts.
Second team, yeah. Not even third, I know. Second team.
Third team was Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Giannis. I don't even try to say his last name. I'm just going to say Giannis. So let's start with Dirk. Let's just start there. And this is the obvious thing. Everybody is upset about it. We're just going to share our thoughts. How did Dirk not make the... Now, you could make the case for the other players on the first and second team. Although I think Carmelo, you could put either Kobe or Dirk there. But at least third team.
I think third team, and not because he's not great, but because he just didn't have enough seasons, is Giannis. I don't think Giannis should be in the 2010s.
Yeah.
Because he's only had like four seasons in the 2010s.
True.
Or whatever, five seasons. He
was drafted, I think, 2011 or 12. Let me see. 2014.
Yeah.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah, so he's only had it. So in my opinion... Yeah.
Well, and he's only been Giannis, well, an all-star the past 3 years.
Exactly. So in my opinion, Giannis should not be on the third team. Not saying he's not great. He's going to be an all-time great.
He's
but
great
we're talking about for
now.
The whole decade.
Yeah.
And that should be Dirk in that spot.
Yeah.
And I mean, Dirk averaged about 19 or 18 a game. Four all-stars during that time. Also won a championship.
Won a championship. Finals MVP.
You know, and I know that was the tail end of Dirk's career, but it was the same with Kobe Bryant.
Well, my thing is, like, Kobe didn't do anything that Dirk didn't do in this decade. I mean, Kobe won his ring in 2010, so, you know, barely got it in there. But it was in 2010. Dirk won his ring in 2011. Finals MVP, again, same. Dirk got to 30K points, and then I know Kobe had several milestones towards the end of his career. I mean, like, there was nothing that Kobe did that Dirk didn't do.
But see, I'm not even upset with the Kobe Bryant one. I don't like the Giannis on the third
team. I think Giannis and I think Carmelo is too high. You could put Dirk in either one of those positions if you move
and
things
even,
around.
Even Paul George, like... Paul George is great the last couple of seasons.
But he's still not, he's not like a Kobe or a Wade or a,
well, he
or
is
a
now.
Westbrook.
He is now. But his first four seasons, he was just a regular player.
Yeah.
But again, you can make the case for Paul George. I'm okay with that. I just don't like Giannis on
and
that list.
And LaMarcus Aldridge. Like, all of these other players have won MVP or, I mean... The only players that didn't
Dwayne
win MVP
Wade.
Are, well, Dwayne Wade, but he won rings. I get that.
Chris Paul
didn't win. Anthony Davis, Blake Griffin, Carmelo. So, I mean, okay, there's several players that didn't win MVP. But to me, Aldridge, like, he hasn't had a deep playoff run. He hasn't been a noteworthy all-star kind of guy. Obviously, he's made all-star teams, but he just hasn't been that level of player.
But we're on the third team now. So, like, who would you have other than LaMarcus Aldridge? I mean...
Well, Dirk.
Yeah, but really, Aldridge deserves to be on this list over Giannis.
Because
Giannis...
Of his
of time,
the time within
period.
The decade.
Yeah, so Aldridge has been good for the entire decade. I can understand with Aldridge and Paul George and Kobe Bryant and the other guy, but Giannis, I refuse to say his name.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes. Giannis, as good as he's been the last couple of seasons, he just wasn't in the decade.
Yeah.
And he's not a 2010 decade guy to me.
Yeah.
So
he's not an all decade guy.
I think Dirk should be on that list. I think it's sad that he's not.
I mean, okay, just by default, any player that won a ring in the decade and won finals MVP should be on the list.
And you know what? They seem to make that exception with Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he won a ring and finals MVP.
That's what I'm saying. Three All-Stars, 17 points a game.
I'm saying that any player that won a ring and finals MVP should be on the list.
That's my point. That's how Kawhi got on the list because of that.
Yeah.
And Dirk gets snubbed. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, first team. Like, come on, people.
You think it's recency bias?
I don't know what it is. Kawhi is a great player. And last year was his best season ever.
Yeah.
MVP of the finals, great. But three all-star appearances and 17 points a game or 18 points a game, and that's all-decade first team. What a sucky decade. Like, if that's your first team, he doesn't deserve to be on that first team list. We left off Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson has four all-star appearances, 20 points a game, and three titles.
I think with Kawhi, it is recency bias because his first season where he averaged at least 20 points a game was in 2015-2016.
Yeah.
That's half the decade in. Now, since then, yes, he's been great, but I mean, to your point, and then he didn't even
play. He's had two good seasons.
Yeah, he didn't even play really the 2018 season with the Spurs played nine games. So, I mean, really, he's had three good seasons in the decade.
Look at all his games played per season. 64, 58, 66, 64, 72, 74, 960.
Yeah.
Like, he's played... I don't think he should be All-NBA first.
I think it is just because of what's happened in the past couple years. And really just last year, or this past season.
Yeah, I don't get that one. I mean, I think if we're going to put Kawhi on first team because of that, Klay Thompson should have made one of these. I mean, Klay Thompson's a three-time champion. He's a three-point champion. He's an all-star, four-time all-star. And I'm not even a big Klay Thompson fan. I mean, I'm not a Warriors fan, but Klay should be on this list on one of these teams over Giannis. Klay should be over Giannis.
So I feel like the second team is where things got really surprising for me because
Carmelo,
Anthony Davis, and Blake Griffin. Now, Blake Griffin, you could say like his time with Lob City and, you know, being with the Pistons hasn't been great for him. But I mean, his time with Lob City, now they didn't do anything in terms of like actual things that matter, like playoff runs. But okay, Anthony Davis, I don't know. That one is a little surprising to me, too. And then Carmelo, like, what?
Well, now people will say, well, come on, man. Carmelo was a beast during that. And he was. Okay, fine. You know, but the way his career has kind of just fizzled away, I think it's kind of, but whatever. But there's a case to be made that Aldridge should be above Blake Griffin. I mean, if you really think about it.
That one's tough. I think that one's tough.
So... But Blake Griffin, I'm fine with Anthony Davis. I'm fine. Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Carmelo. I mean, the second team, I don't have that much qualms with. It's the Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Kawhi Leonard, and not having Dirk on there. And Klay Thompson, to me, is a major snub on this.
Do you think it's a bigger snub than Dirk?
I think they're both
huge snubs.
Yeah, I don't think
like
Giannis.
Dirk belongs on the list.
Over Aldridge, just out of sheer respect for the what the dude did.
I don't care who you take out. You take out somebody because Dirk belongs on the list. Like, it shouldn't be about who do we take out. When they were making the list, Dirk should have been one of the guys they mentioned. They shouldn't even have to think about, well, who do we replace? Yeah. You know, it's like, no, Dirk should have been the first. Well, first name you thought of, but before any of these other guys.
During that decade, Dirk had more All-Stars than Kawhi Leonard. Was also a finals MVP and a champion. So, you know, how do you put Kawhi all the way to first team, but Dirk you don't even put on any of them?
Yeah.
You know, it's so amazing how quickly they just forget.
Yeah, well, because Dirk's ring was in the beginning of the decade,
right in the beginning,
and Kawhi just won his ring and just did all of that stuff.
Yeah, and again, Giannis shouldn't be on this list. I just, he shouldn't be on the list. And now he's going to be first team in the 2020s. Yeah. You know, if he continues doing what he's doing, that's fine. But he just wasn't in the decade. I don't.
Not as know. Giannis.
No, exactly. You know, like he was a rookie. No, it's he shouldn't be on the list. Dirk should be on there. Klay Thompson should definitely be on one of these teams. The disrespect for that man. Like, you know, seriously, the 20 points a game, breaking records on threes, three-point champion, four-time All-Star, three-time NBA champion.
But it's just because he plays with Steph.
So does Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but I mean, Kevin Durant's won MVPs, and that one's a little easier. But yeah, like,
Kawhi played with Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili on his first championship. So and Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Klay and Dirk are missing from this list, and I don't think Giannis should be on it. And I mean, Dirk was a better power forward than Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge. Now, I know he didn't put up 25 a night in the 2010s. He did have a couple seasons where it was over 20 points a game. But you got to look beyond just the points per game. I mean, they clearly ignored the points per game with Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know, it was convenient for them.
Some of the cases you could make for why Dirk shouldn't be on there. It's like, well, you could make the same case for Kawhi and Giannis and you know, a few other players.
I mean, 30,000 points. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think
championship,
that's
finals MVP, 30,000 points. Like, I don't know. Did anyone else do
that? Four-time All-Star.
In the decade? Yeah. Who, like, now, it's not like he scored all 30,000 points in the decade. I get that. But yeah, I definitely think he should have been on there. But, you know, it's not like it's an official award. It's kind of just, it's the opinion of the analysts and NBA TV guys, because there's literally nothing else to do right now. And so I get that, but it's still upsetting.
But how, like,
and I thought we were past this, where Dirk doesn't get the recognition he deserves. I thought we were past all of this, you know, and it's like, now after everything, it's still coming up. I don't get that.
Well, and they're so in love with Kawhi Leonard, you know, and I know he's good. But come on, let's look at the full body of work here. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And I don't know. And I think Dirk was better than Aldridge and Blake Griffin. Yes, they put up higher numbers, points per game, but that's, Dirk was a lot older. Dirk was a champion. I don't know. And Dirk beat LaMarcus Aldridge. And then Giannis. That's my biggest problem is Giannis.
Okay, so let's move on. Let's get into the Mavericks schedule for this upcoming season. Brad Townsend got some leaked information. We don't have the full schedule, but we do have some rough dates. Like, these could change as the schedule is finalized. But for now, the season opener is set for Wednesday, October 23rd, at home versus the Wizards. So their season opener will be at home, which is pretty cool. And they'll be playing the Wizards, which I think is, that's a nice season opener. I think they should probably win that game.
It seems a little bit later. Like, October last year, 23rd. I think it started like October 15th or something. So I don't know if that date's going to be fine, but or correct.
Finalized.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think John Wall will be back officially. And then you'll have John Wall, Bradley Beal. Yeah, I mean, it'll be a nice game. You know, you want to find games that you can bring Porzingis in and get his rhythm. At least he was in the Eastern Conference, played against the Wizards a lot when he was in the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, it's a nice way to start the season.
Yeah, you know, I can't think of anyone on the Wizards outside of John Wall and Bradley Beal.
Yeah, it's, let me check their roster.
I mean, like,
they did have a good old Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I guess he's gone.
Yeah, they traded him to Memphis, and Memphis waived him.
Yeah, and we talked for a minute about how the Mavs should go after him, and then we were like, no.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with Dwight Howard is kind of the same thing with Carmelo right now. It's not even about what they are as a player. It's just, I don't think anyone wants to put up with that circus.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that the player himself was a circus, but the media circus that would come with it. I think teams just don't want to put up with it.
But I think the media around Dwight has kind of fizzled away.
Yeah.
He's just kind of turning into a regular player. Yeah. Now, all the off the court stuff may scare them. I mean, it would scare me, especially when I have a young team. I don't want some imbecile coming in and making everything a joke, yeah. You know, when we're trying to be serious. So they picked up Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And that's about it.
So do you think that's a win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a win for the Mavs.
That's game one for Kristaps after not playing for 5 years. What do you think? Do you think he'll be Porzingis right out of the gate, or do you think it'll take him 20 games to ramp up?
The only thing I think is going to take him time is the conditioning, because the game speed and what you do in a game is so much more than what you can replicate in practice.
Yeah.
So I think the game speed, I guess, but I think his shot will be fine. I mean, I think he'll be a little nervous because he hadn't played in so long, but Porzingis kind of has that mindset
Don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just going to dominate.
It's like Kobe and LeBron and, you know, all time. He's got that mindset. Not saying he's going to be one of those guys, but he just has that ability to just not give a crap.
And then for now, game two is set for Friday, October 25th at New Orleans. So first look at Zion, and that game will be on ESPN.
I want Luka to destroy Zion, because they've already anointed Zion as the best possible player.
What's crazy about Zion. It's like, okay, I knew he's number one pick. There's a lot of hype. But it seemed like after he got drafted, people are putting even more hype and talking about how much hype there is around him. It's like, I never knew there was that much. I mean, we thought he was going to be good, but they're already talking about him like he is LeBron James. And I'm like,
I mean, he's the highest or the most talked about prospect since LeBron, or whatever the verbiage they use. I'm not, I can't really think about it right now. But yeah, so I really want Luka to just say, hey.
Posterize him.
Yeah. Not just to be like, hey, boy, you know, welcome to the league. By the way, I'm the future of the league, not you.
Yeah.
And, you know, go out, drop 35, 12, and 12. And
35, 12, and 12.
Hey, he's done it before, you know.
Yeah. That would be awesome, but I don't know.
But Luka's got that personality.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to want to do that. And he probably will go out there and have a huge game just because that's what all-time greats do. Like, they want to show up. That's what I want to happen. Just to say, hey, Zion, hey, great, glad you're here, but I'm the future of the league, not you. Just letting you know that now so you don't get your hopes up.
I am looking forward to seeing Zion, because I have my thoughts, but I want to see for real, like, what does he actually do? I think that he's too big for anything to be sustainable.
Eventually, his knees will give out.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of it is athleticism. And I want to see if he has real skill. There's a lot of guys that come out of college and they're super athletic, and people go crazy over them because of their highlights and how high they can jump and how quick they are. But it's like, I want to see, can he actually play basketball? Can you give him the ball? Can he score? Is he clutch? You know, all of those things. I want to see, can he actually play? Because
in my opinion, I'm
skeptical.
You haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to see the same thing, because, you know, you don't get all those dunks. I mean, even if he got nothing but dunks and layups and fast break, he's going to average 16, 17 a game. And they talk about his defensive potential. You know, just because you're athletic
doesn't mean you're a
good defender. I never understood that. Like, they think that athleticism is the cure. It's the ultimate tool of potential.
If a player is athletic, you're automatically getting drafted.
But yeah, they don't take into account, well, can he shoot the ball? Or does he understand the game of basketball?
Can he set a screen?
Does he have good instincts?
Can he screen and roll?
Yeah, it's like, oh, but he's super athletic. Well, that's nice. And that may help him. But when you look at the all-time greats, very few of them were freaks athletically. Like, LeBron James was. Michael Jordan was. But Kobe, yes, in the beginning of his career, he was super athletic, but that kind of went away pretty quick. And the rest of his career was his instincts and his understanding footwork of the game, footwork.
Yeah.
Likewise, Dirk, Duncan, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd, you know, all Steph. These players, Steph Curry, like,
yeah.
You know, Klay Thompson, like, they have, they're athletic, they're not freaks athletically, but they're still all-time greats.
They're skilled.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that game. There will be no Christmas Day game, which a lot of Mavs fans were talking about. Well, the Mavs won't have a Mavs. Christmas Day game. Yeah. The look on your face was like, what?
Like, that's like their biggest game of the season.
Yeah. So a lot of Mavs fans were saying that there should have been a Christmas Day game between the Knicks and the Mavs just because the storylines with Porzingis and Dennis Smith Jr. No.
Porzingis. Okay. And that's it. There is no story with Dennis Smith Jr. Just move on. The guy's garbage.
You know, he might be good next year.
Yeah.
I think, okay, so the Mavs' first game in New York will be November 14th. At least for now, it's set at November 14th. I don't know if that's the first game against, like, Mavs and Knicks. There might be one at home before then, but
I doubt it. I mean, it's so early in the
season.
Yeah,
true. Yeah. I do think that Dennis Smith Jr., in every game against the Mavs, I think he's going to show up and maybe drop 25, 30 points. But honestly, I'm not really worried about that because I know he's not going to, like, the very next game, he'll score 12 points.
Yeah.
Because he's just not that kind of player. He's the kind of player that shows up for about 3 games in a season and he'll drop 25 or 30 and after the game and be like, you know, like showing out and bragging and everything. But for the season, he averages like 15 points a game. He's just, that's the kind of player he is. Like last year, when he had that big game against Charlotte, it's like, well, why don't you just do that every night or have that kind of focus and intensity every night? But he doesn't. So I think he'll do that against the Mavs, but it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that I would expect Porzingis to do the same thing against the Knicks. So, you know, Dennis Smith may want to come out and have a huge game and win, but so does Porzingis, you know.
And Porzingis is actually a better player. Good.
Yeah. So. And Luka will want to do the same because, you know, he just wants to say, hey, Dennis, look, bro, come on, you know.
Like, come really,
on.
Come on.
I mean, really, you know. So.
Yeah.
But in Dennis Smith's mind, he's because everybody was saying it when he came into the league. Future star.
Yeah.
Star potential.
Well, we thought,
rookie of the year.
I mean.
Possibility, you know. And we watched him and we're like, yeah, he's super athletic. But then as more and more games, like, he doesn't really know how to play the game.
I think by his first season, we were watching him closely, we're Mavs fans, but I think by like the All-Star break, we both were kind of like, you know, he's not that kind of player. He's not the player we thought he was going to be. And then his second season, we were like, okay, let's give him another chance. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he worked on. And it was still, he just didn't really deliver.
What happened was, when Dirk got older and he was no longer the guy, we went a long time without a really good basketball player, like a legit player. And so we saw all these players come and go, Dennis Smith, blah, blah, blah. None of them were, oh my God, this guy's awesome. 2 games into Luka's career.
You knew.
You saw it.
You knew
it. You saw it. You know, you saw it. Yeah. Right away, you're like, this guy's good. And you can just see it in his body language, the way he played, his understanding of the game.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, this is what we were missing.
Yeah.
By Dennis. You know, like, because you can see the gap.
Well, like, there's no point in wasting and
your time.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I hate saying that about a player because he's a person, and you never want to say you're wasting your time on a person, but just as a player, as a franchise that's building a team, there's no point in wasting your time on a player that's not going to be what you need him to be.
And Luka helped you to see what kind of talent you actually need.
Yeah.
And the gap between Luka and everybody else on the Mavericks was so far that you're like, oh, okay, we need to get some better players in here. Oh, let's trade him for Porzingis. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that game. I do think that Dennis Smith will have a big game. Good for him. I still am happy with the Mavs trade. Yeah, and I like Porzingis a whole lot more than Dennis Smith. One, because I think he's obviously better, but also he just fits better. And the thing with Smith and Luka, it just like was not working.
No.
And I know that we all wanted it to work, and people had thoughts on how it could still have worked. But the fact is it wasn't, and he wasn't good enough for me to
force it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, well,
it's not like Westbrook and Harden.
Yeah. It's like, well, he's not that good. Trade him for someone that's better.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
You couldn't have asked for a better player for that trade. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Porzingis is an all-time great, but compared to Dennis
just
Smith.
He's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the preseason games so far that we know, I was wrong about this when I told you earlier. So the preseason games that we know start on October 8th, Mavs versus Thunder, and then Mavs versus Bucks, Mavs versus Thunder again, and Mavs versus Clippers. So we don't know the full schedule. That's just what we know based on other games that have been confirmed by other teams that involve the Mavs. So, you know, those are some good, I don't know, preseason is like, sometimes guys don't play at all, sometimes they only play one game, but at least we might see Luka and Porzingis in there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, they usually, the NBA is not like the NFL.
Will
play, but they won't play a lot.
Yeah.
They'll play 20 minutes or so.
Or like the first two games and then
because you still
got to
get into basketball shape. Yeah. You got to run and play.
Well, there's things you want to try out. Like I remember the year they won the championship, Cuban said they spent an entire preseason game in zone defense.
Yeah,
just to test that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they might do things like that. And really, that'll be the first time we get to see this new team. So I'm excited. But let's end it there. Was there something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, one thing I want to talk about next podcast is...
Next potty.
Who is the fifth starter? We assume it's Luka, Anthony Wright, Porzingis...
Anthony Wright? Darrell Wright?
Darrell Wright.
DeLon Wright.
DeLon Wright. That's how great he is. We don't even know his name.
We got up at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning.
So Luka, DeLon Wright, Porzingis, and Powell. We're assuming Powell and Porzingis.
So
are,
I've heard Justin Jackson.
That's what I want to talk about because who do you want to see? And who do you think is actually going to be? But we'll talk about it next potty.
And I do, we'll save all that for the next potty. But that's all for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, you can follow the show on Twitter at Dallas Hoopscast. You can follow me on Twitter at @_SydneyMyers. Again, we really appreciate all of your support. It's been great. Send us a message on Twitter. Let us know if there's something you'd like for us to talk about. Leave a review for the podcast. Let us know what you like, if there's anything that we can do better. But thank you so much. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Wow. You think you're so cool, don't you?